Lesson 3 ended on the deep RL dispatch table. Every method in this track estimates 1 of pi, v, qa, or p. This lesson takes the policy gradient branch. Parameterize the policy as the policy parameterized by theta, a neural network with parameters theta, and improve it by following the gradient of the expected return with respect to theta. The algorithm that falls out is called reinforce. Williams, 1992. And at 5 lines of pseudocode, it is the simplest deep RL algorithm in this track. By the end, you will have derived it from scratch using a single calculus trick, the log derivative identity, seen why the trick lets you compute the policy gradient without knowing the environment's dynamics, run one update by hand on a small bandit, and named the high variance failure mode that the rest of the track exists to manage. The objective and what we want to compute. The agent's job, written in MDP language from the last lesson, is to choose its policy, the policy parameterized by theta so that the expected discounted return is large. Tau is a full trajectory, a sequence of states, actions, and rewards, sampled by running the policy parameterized by theta in the environment. We want to compute the gradient of J with respect to theta and step in its direction. That is plain gradient ascent on the policy's parameters. The interesting part is computing the gradient of J with respect to theta when the expectation is over trajectories sampled by the policy parameterized by theta itself. Every time you change theta, the distribution of trajectories changes, and standard differentiate the integrand rules do not apply directly. The log derivative trick. Here is the single identity that makes everything work. For any distribution p of x parameterized by theta and any function f of x not depending on theta, it is true because differentiate log p to get the gradient of p divided by p, then multiply both sides by p. So, the expectation of a thing times a score is something you can estimate by sampling. That is the whole game. Applying the trick to RL. Set x to the trajectory tau, the function f to the return of tau, and the distribution to the trajectory probability under the policy parameterized by theta. Now factor the trajectory probability. By the Markov property, where RHO is the initial state distribution and p is the unknown environment dynamics. Take logs. And here is the move that makes deep RL practical. Differentiate with respect to theta. Only the policy term depends on theta. The initial state and dynamics terms are constants from the gradient's perspective and drop out. The environment's dynamics P could be arbitrarily complicated, and the agent need not know them. This is what model-free means. The policy gradient is computable without any model of P. Plug back in. That is the policy gradient theorem, written in its most direct form, the reinforce algorithm. The expectation is over trajectories, so estimate it by sampling. Reinforce in 5 lines. That is it. Run the policy, watch the trajectories, multiply each trajectory's return by the sum of log policy gradients along the actions taken, average, and take a gradient step. The estimator G is unbiased. Its expectation equals the true gradient of J with respect to theta exactly. The intuition the formula encodes is plain in retrospect. The gradient of the log policy points in the direction that increases the probability of the action taken at that state. Multiplying by the return then says, if the trajectory was good, large positive return, increase the probability of those actions. If it was bad, small or negative return, decrease them. Good trajectories get reinforced, bad ones get suppressed, hence the name. 2 refinements, rewards to go and the baseline. Reinforce works, but the bare estimator has more variance than it needs to. 2 cheap fixes, rewards to go, causality. The action taken at time t cannot affect rewards received before time t. So instead of multiplying every log gradient by the full trajectory return mol tau, multiply each by the return from t onward. This is still unbiased. The dropped pre-T rewards have zero conditional gradient. And cuts variance because each gradient term is weighted by fewer random rewards. Baseline subtraction. For any function B of the state, not the action being taken, the estimator with a baseline is still unbiased. The reason, at any state, the expectation of the gradient of the log policy under the action distribution is zero. The gradient of a normalized probability distribution sums to zero. So the expected baseline times that gradient is zero, and that the subtraction does not change the estimator's mean. It does, in general, reduce variance. Pick the baseline close to the expected return from that state, which is VPI, and you are subtracting the predictable part of the return, leaving the noisier how much better than expected was this action signal. Setting the baseline equal to VPI gives the advantage from lesson 3. So the variance-reduced policy gradient is, this is the form the rest of the track will use. It is also the bridge to the next lesson. Actor-critic methods learn a value function VPhi to use as the baseline, giving a learned low-variance advantage estimate. Worked example, a sigmoid bandit. Make the algorithm concrete on the smallest non-trivial problem. A bandit has no state, or equivalently, one state, and two actions. Reward. Action 1 always gives plus 1, action 2 always gives 0. The policy is a sigmoid, so theta is a single scalar, and the only thing the agent can do is shift the action probability. The log gradient of choosing action 1 works out too, and similarly, the gradient of the log probability of action 2 is minus sigma of theta. With reward 1 for action 1 and 0 for action 2, the reinforced single sample update is step 0. Start at theta equal to 0. Then the probability of action 1 is sigma of 0, which is 0.5, equiprobable. Step 1. Sample. Suppose the agent samples action 1, reward 1. The gradient is 1 minus sigma of 0, which is 0.5, with learning rate alpha equals 1. The probability of the rewarding action just rose from 0.500 to 0.622. Step 2. Sample again. Suppose action 1 again. Reward 1. The gradient is 1 minus 0.6225, which is 0.3775. Update. Probability climbs from 0.622 to 0.706. Each rewarding sample shifts the policy toward the rewarding action, by an amount proportional to how much room is left to move. The 1 minus sigma of theta factor goes to 0 as sigma approaches 1, so the algorithm saturates rather than overshooting. Dual path check. Analytic expectation versus the sample. Per the dispatch table, an estimator is supposed to recover an analytic expectation. Verify it on the bandit. The expectation of reinforces single sample gradient, the reward times the gradient of the log policy. Under the policy is at theta equal 0. The expected gradient is 0.5 times 0.5, which is 0.25. With learning rate 1, the expected update at theta equal 0 is 0.25, but individual samples give either 0.5 when action 1 is drawn, or 0 when action 2 is drawn. The variance of the gradient at theta equals 0 is so the standard deviation is the square root of 0.0625, which is 0.25, equal to the expectation itself. A single sample is a 1 sigma guess at the true gradient. Even on this trivial problem, the variance is large relative to the signal. The mean of n samples shrinks the standard deviation by 1 over the square root of n. But with sparse rewards and long episodes, the practical noise is far worse than this two-action bandit suggests. Variance is the central problem with reinforce in practice, and the rest of this section of the track is about reducing it. Why reinforce has high variance? 3 reasons that compound. the estimator depends on the full trajectory. The return is a sum of many random rewards along a stochastic path. Two trajectories from the same policy will have very different returns, and the gradient estimator inherits all that variability. The action sampling at every step is also random. Each log policy gradient is itself a random variable. Multiplying by a noisy return amplifies the noise. Sparse rewards make it worse. When R equals zero for most actions and only occasional ones produce reward, the gradient is mostly zero. You learn nothing from no reward steps. Bear reinforce on a hard exploration problem can take a very long time to find the first reward and longer still to lock onto it. Rewards to go reduces the first source. Baselines, especially the advantage API, reduces all three. The next lesson, on actor critic, learns the baseline VPhi and uses it to compute a lower variance advantage estimate at every step, which is exactly the dominant family of deep RL algorithms used in practice today. The policy gradient half of PPO, A2C, A3C, and Impala. SAC sits adjacent but uses a reparameterization gradient actor update rather than the score function reinforce lineage, covered in L12. Why this matters when you use AI. Reinforce is the algorithmic spine of the RLHF pipeline, lesson 13. The reward is the score of a learned reward model. The policy is the language model itself. The policy gradient, in practice a PPO, lesson 8, refinement of GU, reinforce, updates the LM's weights to increase the probability of high reward responses. When a paper writes RLHF training updates the policy with PPO, it is writing this lesson's estimator with one variance reduction refinement, clipped surrogate objective, layered on. Knowing what is underneath turns the acronym into a recognizable algorithm. The same applies to robot policies trained with PPO, the agent training step in RL for code generation systems, and anywhere a policy is being updated by sampling trajectories from itself. The log derivative trick is the single calculus identity behind it all. Common pitfalls. Treating the policy gradient as something you can compute exactly. It is an expectation over trajectories of the underlying, often unknown, environment dynamics. You estimate it by sampling. Reinforces GIA is an unbiased estimator, not the true gradient. Forgetting the reward factor, the estimator is the return times the sum of log policy gradients, not just the sum of log policy gradients. Without the reward, you would be moving toward any sampled trajectory regardless of how good it was, which is just behavioral cloning of the policy's current samples. Thinking the baseline biases the estimator. It does not, as long as the baseline does not depend on the action being taken. The proof is that the expected baseline times the log policy gradient is zero. A learned state value VPhi is fine. An action-dependent APhi used as a baseline is not. It would bias the gradient. Setting the learning rate too aggressively. Each reinforce update changes the policy, which changes the distribution of trajectories, which changes the next gradient estimate. Large steps push the policy off the distribution where the gradient was sampled, breaking the on-policy assumption. Trust region methods, TRPO, PPO in lesson 8, exist to bound this drift. What you should remember: reinforce follows the policy gradient, the expected return times the sum of log policy gradients over the trajectory, derived in one line by the log derivative trick. The dynamics P drop out because they do not depend on theta, which is why the algorithm is model-free. The five-line algorithm, sample N trajectories, compute the gradient as the average over trajectories of the return times the sum of log policy gradients, then update theta by a step of alpha times the gradient. Two cheap refinements, rewards to go, use the return from T onward instead of the full return, per causality, and baseline subtraction. Use the return minus estate baseline, unbiased and variance reducing, with the baseline equal to VPA. The bracket is the advantage APY from lesson 3. Reinforce works, but with high variance. On a two-action bandit at theta equals zero, the single sample gradient has expectation sigma of theta times 1 minus sigma of theta, which is 0.25, and standard deviation also 0.25, equal to the signal. Long episodes and Boris rewards make this dramatically worse. The next lesson, actor-critic, replaces the bare Monte Carlo return with a learned advantage estimate, giving the lower variance estimator that is the workhorse of modern deep RL training. Reinforce is the spine of RLHF, lesson 13. Modern post-training of language models uses PPO, lesson 8, which is reinforce plus a clipped trust region term to keep updates safe. Knowing the bare estimator makes the practical algorithm legible rather than an opaque acronym. The next lesson takes the obvious variance reduction step. Learn the baseline. An actor-critic algorithm trains a value function estimate, VPhi, alongside the policy parameterized by theta, and uses it to compute the advantage at every step, replacing reinforces high variance Monte Carlo returns with a lower variance bootstrap target. Same gradient direction, less noise, and a much more practical training loop.